This is Feel Like Running and Dancing for Joy, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pre-relationship Steve Arrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for POV Eddie Munson, Alternate Universe, Everyone Lives, Nobody Dies, Future Fic, Post Canon, Perceptive Eddie Munson, Steve Arrington is a Sweetheart, references to West Side Story, musical references, fluff, slice of life. Steve uses songs as a love language. Eddie Munson has a crush on Steve Harrington. Steve Harrington has a crush on Eddie Munson. Falling in love. Feelings realization. Vignette, originally posted on Tumblr. A little montage of car journeys and songs and love. Let Steve be silly and have fun agenda. Everyone loves each other so damn much. And Steve's love is like the sun, and Eddie is so gone for him. Pre-relationship. References to Singing in the Rain. Eddie is quietly falling more and more in love with Steve with every car ride. Every time it's raining, and he watches as Steve does a stupid little run with an umbrella to the front porch so Robin won't mess up her hair before a marching band concert. Falling in love with the constancy of it, with every little routine Steve does. It takes a few weeks of listening for Eddie to figure out that when Steve first half sings "Good Morning" as everyone clambers into the car, that he's imitating the song from Singin' in the Rain. Falling in love with how Steve always, always either has the radio on or a tape playing something he can sing along to, drumming his fingers on the steering wheel. How the car is always this chaotic space, but always, always brimming with love and joy. Steve snapping his fingers every few minutes like, "Oh, Rob, this is our song, you know, when the shift went, oh, no, not that one, the other time that..." Eddie discovers with fond amusement that many, many songs share the title of Robin and Steve's song. Steve singing along to the chorus of "Mr. Blue Sky" whenever Dustin's cold shotgun in the front. And Eddie soon realizes, his heart fit to burst, that it's because Steve must associate the song with Dustin. That he does the same thing with everyone he gives rides to. Like it comes so naturally to him. His love for each person intertwined with each song. Like he's making the melody anew every time. Eddie, tipsy from graduation champagne, courtesy of Nancy, asks Steve once if he has a song tied to him. "Ah," Steve says, smiling and bright-eyed in his role as the designated driver. "You have a whole damn catalog, Eddie." And, oh. "Well," Eddie reasons, heart skipping a beat, "he doesn't need to know all of them at once, then. He doesn't mind waiting, letting each one unfold, like unwrapping an expensive chocolate." One night, the two of them are driving back to Hawkins alone, having spent the day at a mall shopping for Robin's birthday. They really didn't need to spend the whole day. He had already got her presents within the first couple of hours. But they dawdled, messed around, tried on increasingly ridiculous hats and sunglasses to make the other laugh. And Steve fiddles with the radio until he finds an obscure station that just plays songs from musicals. And yeah, he sings along, but his voice is a little restrained, almost like he's shy. Eddie looks at him with a soft smile, suddenly knows he's seeing something precious, something Steve perhaps reserves for car rides alone, that Steve is letting him into a private moment. "You have a real pretty voice, man," he murmurs, quiet enough that they could pretend it goes unheard under the noise of the car driving along. But as Steve looks ahead, he smiles, and his ears turn red. He goes for it for the rest of the ride, voice back to its normal volume. He plays it up, trying to make Eddie laugh while they're waiting for traffic lights to change. Catches his eye and damn near trills. I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just resign. And of course Eddie laughs, feels his stomach swoop. He knows what this feeling is. Oh, he knows. As the West Side Story tribute ends, Steve's voice drops back to his normal register. Turns gentle and sincere as he glances at his wing mirror and sings, almost to himself. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. Yeah, Eddie thinks. You are. You are. You are. The end. Athis Nuts. If you'd like more steady and West Side Story emotions, here is a headcanon of Eddie being in a Hawkins High Drama Club production of it, which I may expand on at some point. A Tumblr post. One of my highly specific headcanons is that Steve's lasting memory of Eddie in high school was in the Drama Club's production of West Side Story, and how Eddie had the audience in stitches with his performance of G, Officer Krupke. Steve brings it up as a distraction before the battle, and Eddie laughs, all delighted, because, one, Steve remembered, and, two, his characterization as being part of the Jets was hugely inspired by how King Steve swaggered about the school. Like, come on, these lyrics? When you're a Jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown. When you're a Jet, you're the swinginest thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. And, I don't know, I just think there's something in Steve realizing that even way back then, someone was getting very close to the fact that some of the King Steve stuff was a performance. Even if Eddie was kind of taking the piss out of him at the time. There's something to be said about there being a freedom in not taking yourself so seriously that I don't think Steve has really been given. And the idea that Eddie even subconsciously understood where Steve was coming from, like, the freak and the king personas as two sides of the same coin. And, well, no one has time to get into all that when they're planning to save the world. But maybe it doesn't need to be said. Maybe they both understand when Eddie is humming West Side Story songs in the RV with a cheeky smirk, and Steve is rolling his eyes but laughing despite himself. Maybe that's enough. Reader's Notes. I originally intended not to have any of my own voice singing because it was hashtag terrible. But look, if Steve can do it, I can do it. And after revisiting the 1961 version of the Jets song, they're also not singing. They are also chanting in tune. So, yeah, thank you so much to Lovin' Hawkins for having blanket permission to Podfic once again, and for giving me Steve and Eddie and show tunes feelings, which I didn't know that I had, and I love them. And also, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.